Chapter 5, The Trial. Some weeks later, it was time for Muff Potter's trial. Everyone in the village talked about it. Tom and Huck were worried.
Huck, did you tell anyone about that?
Asked Tom.
About what?
Answered Huck.
You know what,
said Tom.
Oh, of course not,
said Huck.
Poor old Muff. I'm very sorry for him. People say he's a killer, but it's not true. And they'll hang him,
said Tom.
I'm sorry for Muff, too. But we can't tell anyone about Injun Joe,
said Huck.
Poor Muff is a kind man. Once he gave me half a fish.
And once he helped me with my kite,
said Tom.
I want to help him.
Let's go to the jail and take him something to eat,
said Huck. They went to the small jail, and they saw Muff. He was happy to see them.
No one remembers old Muff anymore, but you're my friends, and you remember me. Thank you, boys,
said Muff, smiling. Now Tom felt terrible. He was worried about the trial. He could not sleep at night. Everyone in the village went to Muff Potter's trial. Muff looked old, tired, and unhappy. Injun Joe was at the trial, too. During the trial, there were many questions and answers. All the answers were against old Muff. Then the lawyer said,
Call Thomas Sawyer.
Everyone was surprised and looked at Tom. Why did the lawyer call Tom Sawyer?
Thomas Sawyer, where were you on June 17th at midnight?
Tom looked quickly at Injun Joe. He waited a few moments and then said,
I was in the graveyard.
Were you near Hoss Williams' grave?
Asked the lawyer.
Yes, sir,
said Tom.
Why were you there?
Asked the lawyer.
I went there to see ghosts with a dead cat.
Everyone laughed.
What did you see in the graveyard? Tell us what happened,
said the lawyer. Tom told his story, and the people of St. Petersburg listened to him. They were very surprised.
And then Muff Potter fell to the ground, and Injun Joe took Muff's knife and...
Tom suddenly heard a very loud noise. Injun Joe jumped out of the window and disappeared. Tom became the hero of St. Petersburg. He saved Muff Potter's life. Tom's days were happy, but his nights were not. At night, he had terrible dreams about Injun Joe. The days passed, and no one could find Injun Joe.